Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. If you felt like your budget has been stretched a little thin lately, you're not alone. Even as inflation cools and the Federal Reserve begins cutting interest rates, many families are still relying on credit cards, auto loans, and other borrowing just to make ends meet. So what does the financial road ahead look like? TransUnion's new 2026 Consumer Credit Forecast takes a deep dive into how Americans are using credit and what lenders and consumers might expect in the coming year as the economy continues shifting. On the line to discuss is Michelle Ranieri, Vice President and Head of U.S. Research for TransUnion. She's going to break down the trends behind rising balances, changing interest rates, and delinquency risks. Plus, she'll share practical steps we can take to improve our credit health and protect our financial stability. Whether you're planning a big purchase or just trying to stay ahead of your bills, this is information every household can use. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
For those who aren't familiar, what is the 2026 Consumer Credit Forecast and why is it important to everyday consumers?
Our 2026 forecast is that the delinquencies or the ability for consumers to pay their bills is looking pretty flat. So what that means is that we've seen a lot of volatility in the last several years where people didn't pay well on their credit cards, paid well on their credit cards, and that there was a lot of change during the last few years. But last year, it seemed to settle down. And into 2026, we think there's going to be just minimal changes in people's abilities to pay their credit cards and their other bills.
We keep hearing mixed signals about the economy. What's the overall picture the forecast paints for 2026?
Yeah, it paints that, for one, credit cards, the balances will go up about 2.3%. And that means that consumers will be spending a little bit more and carrying a little bit more of a balance, probably more of the people who have to carry a balance as opposed to paying them off every month. But I think that that's a good sign because we're not seeing big increases in balances for next year. And we're also seeing delinquencies for credit card just inch up slightly to 2.57%. And that's just a one basis point, like a very small increase.
Even though inflation has moderated, many families still feel stretched. How is that showing up in consumer credit behavior?
Yeah, so we see a little bit of that in the distribution of consumer credit scores. So if you're familiar with the Vantage score, that gives somebody an idea of how creditworthy they are and the ability that they're probably going to pay their bills well. And what we're seeing is that more people are drifting up to the top, to the super prime levels, and we're seeing more people drift to the bottom in the subprime levels. So less in the middle. We're seeing more of a separation, and I think that's what we're seeing as a result of things like inflation and things costing a little bit more, that people are separating in their ability to make those payments.
The Federal Reserve is expected to continue cutting rates. What kinds of relief might consumers actually feel and how soon?
The really important thing about the Fed rate being reduced is the way that it will affect consumers with different types of products. For instance, a consumer who on average has a credit card balance of about $6,500, their savings with a 25 basis point decrease monthly is only $1.36. Even on an annual basis, it's only $16. But if it eventually gets to an entire point, that will be about $65 of an annual savings on their just their credit card. The bigger decrease in their payments really comes from mortgage, where it can be as much as $3,700 a year in their savings with a full point that would be decreased from when they would buy a house today to where they buy a house later on with a lower interest rate.
I'm speaking with Michelle Ranieri, Vice President and Head of U.S. Research for TransUnion. Are consumers taking on more debt out of necessity, or are they feeling more confident about borrowing?
I think that's kind of mixed. So I think that there are people who are feeling more confident, probably on the upper end of the income and the credit spectrum. And then there are people who I think are having a little bit more difficult time and that they're looking for credit because they need it. The good thing that I'm hearing, though, from lenders is that everybody recognizes that people need access to credit. And so even people who might have some blemishes on their credit, they are still able to get new credit cards, new personal loans, but they might pay a little bit more for them, or they might not get as high of a limit as they wanted.
Which groups of consumers are most vulnerable right now when it comes to household financial stability?
I think the more vulnerable are probably right now are people who might be losing their jobs. I mean, that's what we're seeing in the news is that there's been layoffs and announced layoffs. And so I categorize consumers a lot of times into two different groups. One that has a short-term problem. So maybe a refrigerator stopped working. And so you've really got to get the refrigerator fixed. But that might be, you know, $1,500, $2,000. It's something that you can recoup over a few months, probably with a credit card. But then there's a long-term problem when somebody loses their job, and especially somebody who has a decent salary, that can take a longer period to get another job, and especially at the wages that you had before.
Let's talk about credit cards. What trends are you seeing with balances and delinquencies heading into the new year?
Yeah, credit card balances we're seeing going up 2.3%, and that will bring the total to $1.8 trillion. So it's a big number, and it's the biggest that it's ever been. But the amount of change and the increase that we're seeing is slower this year than what we've seen in the last several years. And the delinquency we're seeing going up by just one basis point, just a tiny bit, to 2.57%. And it's a little bit high, but it's what the industry has been kind of expecting. And that's a mix and an average of those that are on the higher end of credit as well as the lower end.
Auto loans and mortgages have been tough for a lot of people. What changes do you anticipate in those markets?
For mortgages, I think we're going to start seeing some more. We've seen a little bit of decreases. We're seeing some more decreases of the interest rates, and we're anticipating that the delinquency rate may go up a little bit, more like 11 basis points. But even though it's the most increase that we're seeing for delinquencies, it's only going to land at 1.65, which historically is still very, very low. And the reason for that with mortgages is that people who have great mortgage interest rates aren't going to lose them. They'll do anything that they can in order to pay that and not have to rent or have to get another mortgage that will absolutely be higher today than it was several years ago. And so there's always a payment hierarchy where consumers decide what they're going to pay first and what's most important to them if they have limited funds. Mortgage is always at the top of it, but right now it's like a super hierarchy and they're going to make sure that they protect that mortgage. For auto, we're seeing that it's going to have a really low increase also in delinquencies, only 3 basis points, and that'll come up to 1.54% that will be 60 days past due or more, meaning that they'll miss 2 payments. And that slight increase is reflecting the affordability issue that still is a problem with auto, in that the auto themselves are more expensive, the maintenance is more expensive, and insurance is more expensive. So for it only going up for 3 basis points, I think is a good sign.
How are personal loans playing into the financial toolkit of households right now?
Yeah, so personal loans are a good tool for consumers who might have a lot of credit card debt. They can use a personal loan, which is generally maybe about half of the interest rate of a credit card, kind of in broad terms. And they can do a debt consolidation where they get a personal loan that's the amount that their entire credit card balances are across multiple credit cards even. And they can pay off those credit cards, and then they can pay less on the interest and pay it off faster if they get a debt consolidation loan or a personal loan to pay those off. So it can be a really good tool. The trick is to make sure that if that's what your plan is in order to start paying off your credit, that you don't use your credit cards and start running them back up to the level that you were before, because you don't want to get even more into the debt or have higher payments monthly because you did the consolidation loan and then used your credit cards again. So it takes a little bit of discipline to see that entire plan through.
I'm speaking with Michelle Ranieri, Vice President and Head of U.S. Research for TransUnion. What can consumers do today to improve their credit picture before these forecasted changes fully take shape?
You know, it's a great question, because it's not just the forecast, it's that we're seeing the interest rates starting to come down. And so the preparation that people do today is so that they can take advantage of the lower interest rates today and in the future. And the only way to do that is to have the best credit score that you can have. And to get the better credit score, you have to just pay your bills on time. It sounds so simple, but I know it's difficult sometimes when you have limited funds and you have to make choices. But the most important thing is to not be late on any credit and not have a delinquency, is what they're called. The other thing is to not max out your credit cards. If you've got a $2,000 limit, don't run it up to $2,000. For one, you might have to pay an over fee, and you get dinged on your credit score by having these really high utilization rates, and the utilization rate when you max out your credit card. So those are the two most important things that you can do. Some other nuances are like, don't close too many forms of credit all at one time, because it can look funny to the score and it doesn't know what's going on if you're going through some sort of a problem and you're closing them. Conversely, don't open too many all at once, even if you think that it's going to make your utilization or how maxed out you are on your credit look better. It can kind of look like you know something that the credit score doesn't know, and that you're going to lose a job or that something bad's about to happen, and so you're going to create a net with credit. And so you don't want to do those two things either. But the most important thing is to just not miss any of your payments.
If someone's struggling to keep up with the bills, what are the best first steps to protect their credit health?
If they're struggling to pay their bills, I would contact the creditor and explain to them what the problem is. Sometimes there are programs that they have that they can put you through so that you can get a reduction or skip a payment, where they know that you're going to skip a payment and maybe they won't mark you as 30 days past due, or there's some other programs that they'll get creative with. But if you think that you're really getting stretched, I probably would talk to the creditor first. Or if you think that it's a short-term problem, maybe something like a personal loan would be something that would help you, so that you could get over this hump and then you'd be able to pay that off in a few months if it's something that's small enough.
What should lenders and policymakers be paying closest attention to in 2026?
I think the biggest thing will be probably the credit score of consumers. I think that they are telling a picture right now of consumers who are doing well with credit and doing less well with credit, since we're seeing that bifurcation of more people floating into the super prime and prime scores and more people at the same time floating into subprime. And so a lot of times lenders will use that first and use the first cut with the score, but then they'll use more granular data, credit attributes, to look at the entire picture and the recency that they see of, say, delinquencies, or if consumers are paying more than just their minimum payment. Both of those are different kinds of indicators. One is negative and one is positive, to look at consumers that's really beyond the score. And a lot of lenders will use that more granular data also.
And what's one encouraging takeaway you'd want listeners to remember from this forecast?
That interest rates look like they are starting to come down, that there are real benefits to consumers right now as they look at new loans, like new auto, or if they have a high interest rate on a mortgage, they can refinance. And that if they have credit card debt, those credit cards will automatically adjust your interest rate based on the interest that's announced by the Fed. And so all of those things are positive for consumers right now. So I think that they'll be able to have lower minimum payments monthly, and everybody likes that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Been speaking with Michelle Ranieri, Vice President and Head of U.S. Research for TransUnion. Any last thoughts for us?
I think that this is a great time for consumers. I think it's great for them to recognize that while things have been expensive, that we've had some inflation and that the interest rates have been high, that the lever of pulling those interest rates down a little bit will be something that a lot of people will get the benefit of. So I think it's a good time to start evaluating what you're going to do for the next year.
And where can we go to get more information?
TransUnion.com is one place that I would recommend. One of the things that I find for consumers is that if they monitor their credit and their credit score, that they recognize that they've got a lot more control than they think they do. A lot of times people will learn about their credit score by trying to buy a car or trying to buy a house. And at that point, you're already excited about something and trying to make a purchase. So people who are motivated to jump in and take a look at their credit before then and see how their different spending patterns or payment patterns affect their score, they're in a lot more control of the situation.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and we're looking forward to a great 2026.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.